Women in Iraq's parliament have rallied behind the former minister for women's affairs. The minister resigned earlier this month. She said she was frustrated by a lack of support from the government. That resignation points to the plight of many Iraqi women, especially war widows. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports from Baghdad.
Nawal Asamarai had served as Iraq's Minister for Women's Affairs for less than 6 months when she created a stir by turning in her resignation. She complained she had never received support from the government of Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki and that her budget for projects had been slashed from about $7,500 a month to around $1,500.
I think it is wrong to stay as a minister without doing anything for my people, especially in this time and in this situation of Iraqi women. There's an army of widows, there's violent women, detainees, illiteracy. Many, many problems we have. I have to resign.
Iraqi women's advocates have coined the phrase an army of widows to refer to the women who lost their breadwinners in the conflicts reaching back to the Iran-Iraq war in the 1980s. Samarai says there are more than 3 million such women, most of them with children, who have no social safety net. Samarai, a 47-year-old gynecologist and member of parliament, says that part of the problem is that Iraq is a patriarchal society where women are considered adjuncts of their husbands or fathers. And part of it, she says, is political expediency.
I think they neglect it because they consider that women issue is a secondary one for this what's going on in the street, violence and unemployed men.
Traditionally, widows in Iraqi society moved back in with their extended families, but many families already have too many mouths to feed, leaving widows and their children homeless. An Iraqi widow can claim a small government pension, ranging from around $50 to $75 a month, which many Iraqis say is not enough for a family to subsist. Not everyone agrees that Samarai received no government support in her campaign to help widows. Haider al-Abadi, a leader of Prime Minister Maliki's Dahua party, says Samarai failed because she was an ineffective manager.
I believe the reason she is chosen with not adequate research, I think.
Other male lawmakers say that Samarai, who's a Sunni from the northern city of Mosul, was set up to fail for partisan and sectarian reasons. Saleh al-Mutlaq, a secular Sunni lawmaker, blames the main Shiite political parties.
Should we expect from al-Da'wah party or ISKI to support women issue? I mean, it was a joke from the beginning, and they will never support it. And this poor lady, she was a minister for some time, but she didn't have any kind of financial support to support the women issue.
Samarai's resignation stirred a mini-revolt among women in Iraq's parliament. Ala Atalabani, a Kurdish lawmaker, says the women's caucus met for 5 hours to discuss ways of getting the minister reinstated with the funding she needs.
Within this coming month, we work on establishing this ministry by setting up an independent council or independent commission for women's affairs in Iraq with good budget.
Nawal Asamarai says she's heartened by the promises of support, not just from fellow lawmakers, but from hundreds of phone calls that have besieged her office. She says she's wary, though, and she wants the promises in writing.
If they are serious and work with me, I'll have 50 women working with me. It will be wonderful if they are. And I'll make them just write and sign. I'll work with you without paying.
Samarai says she'll take a few days to think about returning to her job. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Baghdad.
The former minister told NPR today that she has written Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki requesting to withdraw her resignation. She said she has not yet received any response from the government.